Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Before we get back into it, I want to shout out. I saw Michael yesterday over at Pete's Fine Meats. I just feel so bad. His back is just... Go in there and say,
no, is it?
It's still hurting. He's still hurting.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. He's had a surgery.
Yeah.
You know, Michael is such a grinder.
Yeah.
He's dealt with cancer twice.
Yeah.
And beat it. He had to deal with this back, has had a major surgery, and they got in there and said, hey, your back is also broken.
It's broken.
What? And yeah. So they had to put a steel rod in his spine.
Yeah. So. It's still bothering me, getting around and whatnot. But he's there every day. I got some ribs. I got a slab of ribs from him. Oh my gosh, so good! I made ribs and burgers, and we're eating that ribs and trying in the burgers, and it's just we just had a great meal last night. And I just want to shout out to him. I just feel so bad for him. Go see Michael over at Peace Fine Meats and tell him that we sent you over there. We just love that guy. Just love that guy. Anyway,
he's the best.
Hope he gets better. Michael, get better.
Rich and Rosenberg, stand up. Stephon Diggs, you were worried about him. He's fine. You may see the NFL's leading scoring fantasy receiver with an injury designation if he's on your roster, but rest assured he's fine. The pass catcher was having issues with heat down in Miami, was sidelined for a bit, dealing with cramps. He should be healthy next week in a possible shootout with the Ravens. So that is... He had full body cramping and needed two IVs in Miami. That heat in September is real.
No, that
Miami issue, like if Stephon Diggs weren't cramping up, they probably win that game, I think.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs was dead. He needed two IVs, full body cramping, but he's fine. He's fully healthy.
All right, he better play. He better not still be cramping or else get on the field.
Or else?
Yeah, get on the field. Get on the field, or you'll hear it from me on Monday if I lose my fantasy game.
Hey, if you want to be a part of my underdog fantasy weekly draft, we will have that. We have it whenever I want to, but I'll send it to your direct message in Twitter. So you might want to put notifications on or whatever. But I'll send it to you if you want to jump into my direct messages. Do that. I'll send you a link to the and it's first come first serve on these drafts. Last week. I thought I had a really good – it's funny. You know, you think you have a really good – it's been a weird fantasy year, though, with running backs. Austin Eckler hasn't taken off. Jonathan Taylor hasn't taken off yet. Who else? We were just talking about somebody else who has not had a big fantasy.
Najee Harris.
Najee Harris.
Yeah, taken off.
Has not really launched yet. Dalvin Cook.
Oh, my gosh.
He scored a touchdown this last week. Cam Akers has been just completely – he's the backup. Cam Akers is legitimately a backup right now.
Well, he's been so
bad. I don't even know if he got a carry until the second half last week.
Yeah.
Because Daryl Henderson's heckling him. So, yeah, it's been a weird fantasy league. For a lot of fantasy owners who jumped on running backs early are probably feeling a little bit of pain because those of us who targeted wide receivers, I just know I'm 3-0. What are you, John?
I'm 3-0. The only one in our leagues, you and I, 3-0. This show... is, well,
undefeated.
Expert fantasy advice right here, right here on ESPN.
But don't ask for sit-start stuff, actually. We don't actually want to give you advice.
No, we're not doing that.
Now that I think about it.
No, we're just not. We're just,
now that I think about it, beat it.
No, beat it. You know who everybody was picking up this week is Jamal Williams because DeAndre Swift is hurt.
Yeah, he ain't available in our league.
No, he ain't available in our league. Somebody grabbed him. Jerk. Anyway, I tried to grab him in the other league, and nope. He went for big money. 908 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Gilbert is here. Let's see what Gilbert needs.
Yeah, what's he got going on?
I don't know. What's going on with Gilbert today? Hey, Gilbert.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Are
you
good?
I see that there's not. Do you sometimes you call in and I can tell you're happy? This doesn't feel like one of those happy days.
Well, it's kind of wet. I'm a little bit under the weather today. Anyway.
You are. What's the matter? Cold?
I don't know, a little cold anyway, you know.
Yeah, anyway.
It's kind of cool out there a little bit, you know.
Well, you think the weather change got you sick? Maybe it's too cold out there. Maybe you shouldn't go out.
Yeah, really, yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, Hey, I want to ask you a question. Why Levy don't get another quarterback, you know, chain quarterback, you know, and win the game?
Yeah.
Why same quarterback? I still don't understand that. Why?
So you thought that Lovey should have pulled Davis Mills out in the fourth quarter and gone with Jeff Driskel or Kyle Allen? Which one of those two?
Yeah, you got another quarterback to fill in, you know.
Any other quarterback.
Why can't you do that? Is that a law or what?
Well, it's not a law. It has not been instituted as law in Texas. However, you can make quarterback changes in Texas. We saw it at Texas A&M. They made a quarterback change, although not in-game. Actually, maybe it is a law that you can't change quarterback in the game.
In the game, yeah. No, you
can't. Have the Cougars taken Clayton Tune out in-game?
No.
Okay. Did the Aggies change Haynes King out in the middle of the game?
No.
You had Quinn Ewers was an injury.
Well, they changed him out, didn't they?
Did Dak Prescott get changed out?
Did they make him play the rest of the game with that shoulder?
No, but it was due to injury. Can you change people out?
Yeah.
You say you can, but I haven't seen it here in the state of Texas.
In Miami, they did that this week, actually.
Due to injury?
University of Miami.
Yeah, but
they just pulled him.
But the question is whether this is law in Texas.
In Texas. Oh, it's a Texas law. Might be a Texas law. I don't know, Gilbert.
Gilbert, it might be a Texas law.
Yeah. Can't do that.
What else,
yeah,
Gilbert?
So, well, what about this Sunday? Can they beat Chargers Sunday or not?
Hold on, you're talking a lot of Texans. I thought you were kind of an Astros guy. What are you, a bigger Texans guy or Astros guy?
Well, let me ask you something. What's so great about this 1-1-1 magic number one? What's that going to do for the Astros anyway?
Well, if they win one more game or the Yankees lose one more game, then the Astros will have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, that's a big deal, Gilbert.
Right?
That'll make sense anyway.
Yeah, no.
It kind of does a little bit.
Yeah, no, that's why it's a big deal. Like, that's a big deal.
Doesn't make sense, he said.
No, he said it kind of makes sense.
Oh, it kind of makes sense?
Well, what about last year? They got home field advantage. They lost the World Series anyway.
Well, yeah, but they lost the World Series. At least we got to the World. I mean, that's good getting to the World Series.
Wasn't it?
I don't know about this year anyway, man.
Why?
I'm afraid about this year anyway.
Why? Are you like John, afraid of the Blue Jays?
I think the Dodgers are a pretty good team anyway, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dodgers are pretty good.
I would hate for the Astros. It would be very Braves-like for the Astros to keep moving forward and then not winning World Series. They really do need to win a World Series, I think, this year. Getting there would be special too, Gilbert. But, yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, Gilbert. This is going to be a tough year for the Astros, but I think they can do it. They got great pitching. This pitching is as good from a starting rotation standpoint as I've seen in decades from the Astros.
What about the cheating stand? We're going to have that off this year or not?
What about the what?
The cheating stand about the
Don't have another cheating scandal. I don't think we're going to have that this year. God willing, we will not have another cheating scandal.
Yeah, I don't think.
I mean, if it comes out that the Astros cheated again, Gilbert, it's just going to be really tough to continue to be on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's going to be really nasty out there on those social media streets.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that goes.
Yeah. So, you think you'll be better by the Christmas party? Have you gotten Jennifer Reina to come yet?
Well, did you arrange it yet?
Did you arrange it yet?
I can't arrange it. Yeah, I won't arrange it anyway.
What are you talking about?
You arrange it, John.
You can arrange it? Do you ever call her?
No, I don't call her.
You don't call her? You call Wendy.
I don't know the number anyway. They all messed up anyway.
You call Wendy.
That's true, Gilbert. You do call Wendy.
That's different anyway.
Why is that different?
Because they moved to another better location. Charlie did anyway.
What?
They moved to a better... Wait.
Gilbert outsmarted me again.
What does the location have to do with calling John's wife at work?
Yeah.
And by the way, how did you get her number?
What?
How did you get her number?
Wendy's number. How'd you get that?
She gave it to me.
She did?
Business card, yeah.
Oh, she gave you your business card.
Here, Gilbert, I want you to have my number. Were you aware of that, John?
No, I was not.
Does that make you feel some type of way that Wendy's giving her number out to men?
Not great.
Okay.
It's all right. It's better. It's Gilbert. Yeah. Yes.
How about your producer?
What about?
Say your producer arranged that for Christmas party. I'll be there in it.
RJ, RJ, can you get on the...
You need to get Jennifer Rain.
Can you get on the
microphone
here for a second? Gilbert is asking that you get Jennifer Rain. Do you even know who Jennifer Rain is, RJ? You're kind of new in the market. You don't even know who that is, do you?
I have no clue.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you get her to the Christmas party,
though? It's going to be extremely hard for RJ to book her at the Christmas party if, A, we don't know if we're having one, and, B, our producer doesn't even know who Jennifer Rain is.
What station is she on now?
Gilbert?
What?
What station is Jennifer Rain on now?
I can get her to call her up and say she knows.
Why not?
I don't know the new number.
Where is she?
They moved to a new location anyway, you know. I don't know the number, the news number
anyway.
Oh,
she's at Channel 11 now. And she's the does traffic, right?
Traffic, yeah.
Yeah. All right. But you, hey, the RJ, get on that. Get Jennifer Rain of their traffic at KHOU. Get it done. Let's go. Gilbert needs that job. We haven't got that done. I know we're closing in on the Christmas party, so let's get this thing moving. Gilbert, it's
all be okay.
All right, Gilbert, we
will be okay.
You what?
I hope we'll be okay by the Christmas party.
I hope you're going to be okay.
I hope you're okay by tomorrow.
You're okay right now, right?
Well, he's hurting. No, he's sick. He's a little bit sick anyway. Remember the weather change?
Last year, no, I couldn't come. You know.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Gilbert couldn't come last year.
Yeah, because of sick. Yeah, you're sick.
Yeah.
All right, Gilbert, we appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, then. Anyway. It's 9:15 ESPN 97. That's always a waste of about good 7 or 8 minutes right there. It's time to talk for you, my friend, to talk a little siding and windows.
Yeah, Allstate Windows and Siding, the company has been in well, let me put it this way. There's been 4 generations of family members who have run Allstate Windows and Siding. And when you have that happen, just like our friend over at, you know, Pete's Meats, when it gets passed down from generation to generation, it just means more. It just means more to the family. It's everything that they do is about maintaining a standard that puts their family name, you know, sheds it in a good light. And this is who they are, and it's what they do. Allstate Windows and Siding is about finding the best prices for you, the best quality of windows, the best workmanship. It's about all of that from start to finish. And the process couldn't be easier. They will get out there for you. The installs happen much more quickly than you'd even think because they're very professional at taking out your old windows and putting in new windows that are double strength, double pane. They're made right here in Texas, specifically for the Texas weather we have, which includes excessive heat. It can be excessive freezing. It can be hail. It can be wind. It's made for all of that because that's where we live. That's what we do. So make sure that you have Allstate Windows and Siding. It beautifies your home. It will help make your home more soundproof, and it's going to keep more of your air conditioning in. That's a really big deal. Energy efficiency can improve up to 40% with new windows from Allstate Windows and Siding, and that is a big deal when it comes to your electric bills because you don't want to let the humidity in your home or the dust in your home, and retrofit windows that are properly sealed are the way to go. AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. Make sure you get 33% off of your windows right now for this great price. You need to find out exactly all the discounts that they're offering you because they have discounts on windows and on siding. AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Pro Dunk Hoops. Dad, kids want to play. They want to have fun. ProDunkHoops.com is where you find the best goal. I saw some. I mean, you go to a sports store or you go to a box store, and you see the baskets that they have, the goals that they have, and good luck in the box store because hey, put it together, Dad. Throw that sand in there. Make sure that you put the sand in the base so that it doesn't move. Whatevs. No. How about having professional installation that is second to none? How about having a product that is second to none? How about having a product that the kids will actually enjoy where they can raise and lower the goal? How about unrustable stanchion, tempered glass backboard, the unbreakable rim? How about stenciling the driveway? How about putting your kid's name on the stanchion or on the wall? Whatever, they'll do that as well. It's their court. It's their goal, Dad. You're looking for the best goal in the market, not even arguable. There's only one place to go. Go see my friend Keith Tate. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
The Kings are on the air.
This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. Welcome back. Who you got? You got something you want to say? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Pretty good game tomorrow night. Dolphins at the Bengals. Bengals 3.5-point favorites in this one.
I was looking at that. I don't hate it. It feels like a good number to me, and I'll tell you why. The Bengals, so the Dolphins just got done having a knockdown, drag-out game, going through excessive heat, because the Dolphins had to get through all that stuff, too. I'm sure there were a lot of IVs on their side, too. Just a knockdown, drag-out game. We know Tua is not at 100%. Is Tua playing this week, by the way? He says he's not injured. He has no head injury.
Yeah, well, the league's looking into it, right?
Yeah, so right. I think that what we've seen up to this point is I've watched the Cincinnati games pretty closely, all three of them, and we have not seen their best effort yet. And maybe they're having a little bit of a hangover as well, but I kind of wonder, this feels like a game where Miami is maybe just came off of a really, really tough one and may not be able to keep generating that same momentum. I kind of like the well, they're telling you it's a pick'em game, basically. And I would tell you right now, who is Miami beating?
It's, well, but that hook is scary.
The hook is scary. You 100% should buy it down to 3.5. Who's Miami beaten so far? Yeah, from 3.5 to 3. Miami's beaten, obviously. They beat
the Bills.
The Bills.
That was huge.
Who are the other wins?
The Baltimore.
That's a good win.
That's a good win.
Looks a lot better now.
Yeah.
I mean, you figure they beat the Jets, big deal. But Baltimore looked pretty good last week.
Yep. and I forget the other win. Anyway, they're 3-0. Bengals are 1-2, and Bengals are 3.5-point favorite. I don't like the hook, but I certainly like the Bengals in this one. And I think all those things that you said. Listen, coming off of that was a huge division win against a team that is. I mean, those are two powerhouses going at it on Sunday in the Dolphins and the Bills in a heat in an oven.
It had a big impact on that game. The heat. I hate that we're at a point where it's still more fun to talk about other games and other teams than the Texans. You know, I really thought this would be the year early in the season. We're talking about Damian Pierce, Kenyon Green, Christian Harris, you know, Mechie doing this or that. But even after I knew Mechie was out, you know, Davis Mills, Davis Mills threw for 280 yards and 3 touchdowns, you know, big fourth quarter game winning drive. We're at a point right now where all we can talk about is, well, they gave up the most rushing yards of any team last year. Like this year, it's already ahead. Bears hadn't done that since 84. Oh, and they did it with a backup named Khalil Herbert. We're still at a point where
a 20-3 lead in the fourth quarter.
I can talk Texans. You can talk. We can talk a lot of Texans. Maybe you guys want to hear it. We get like no calls on the Texans. We'll get Astros calls.
No, we get a couple Texans
calls. We'll get a couple Texans calls. Do you think they can get better on offense? Do you want the real answer? The real answer is yes. I do think they can
run offense. Blame. Pep or Davis? Who are you putting more? Who are you putting more blame?
Well, I'm going to put a little more on Davis. Always the quarterback over the offensive coordinator. If fans like a quarterback, they'll push it on the play caller. And if they don't like a quarterback, they put it on the quarterback. Realistically, and that's just how it goes. In Chicago, where there's still more people who like Justin Fields than don't like him, even though he's played really poorly, they'll put it all on. Well, they can't put it on play caller right now. It's a brand new coach. What they put it on in Chicago is wide receiver offensive line. It can't be Justin Fields. It just can't be. It's got to be everyone else. The fact is, it's probably a little of both. I think it's Pep has his fingerprints all over this, but Davis Mills to me still has to execute. What does Pep Hamilton have to do with Davis Mills airmailing a first down throw?
Yeah,
airmailing that throw. What does he have to do with trying to hit a tight window throw that gets batted up in the air and is intercepted? Like, at some point, Davis Mills has to go to the right guy and maybe don't check out of plays don't check out of a play on third and one to a passing play. Maybe just. Let's just see what happens with Damian Pierce. because I know he can create yards for himself if he needs to. I just think more of the slider has to, if it's a sliding scale, more of it goes to the quarterback than the offensive coordinator at this stage. Because a lot of time when people, now I think it's legitimate to talk about some of the play calling. You're calling, there's run plays, there's passing plays going on third and one. That's a fundamental issue. There are other times when people complain about quote-unquote play calling when a quarterback may be going to the wrong place with the football. It may also be about quarterback. Are you going where you're supposed to go with this? Yeah. Are you making the right reads? Are you reading what the defense is doing? You know, there's times where we don't know that. We don't know that unless you have a fuller field view. And even then, you may not know what the play calls for. So, but Pep Hamilton deserves 100% Lovey and Pep deserve some responsibility. Lovey for the defense and for coaching decisions, for being passive. And then I think Pep Hamilton, although I did like that fake punt the other day, of course it worked, but it was also the right place to call it.
It was good.
In the kind of game where you could fade, if it didn't get there, you could potentially fade it. Because it's not like the Bears ran up and down the field on you. They had 20.
Yeah.
Until the last kick, they had 20. It's not like the end of days offense on you. I mean, for all the yards they ran, you basically played Army last week. Or Air Force. That's who you played. It's what you played.
And got run over.
You played a running quarterback. I just didn't see dives to it. I didn't see the belly play.
Yeah.
But other than that, you played Army or Navy. You played a service academy last week. Like, well, they ran for the boys from the service academy from the Army ran for 284 yards against the Houston Texans with quarterback Justin Fields leading the way on this slick triple option play out of the wishbone. No, I mean, and how much did they pass for? He threw for 56 yards on three passes, and one of them was a 49-yard completion. Those aren't actual stats.
No, 106.
Yeah, I mean,
That's actual.
But he busted 100. That was the second time this year you got over 100 or the
first? Yeah, because he's only got 297.
Yeah, so it might have just been the first time over 100. No, it'd have to be the second time.
Second time.
He probably got 101 in a game.
Yeah.
Or maybe even 130 and then 70 in another game.
297 in three games, which is the worst since
But I ask you that question. Who would you rather have right now moving forward for the next, I'll just say 2 years? Davis Mills or Justin Fields? I'm still not sure.
I'm going Davis.
I'm still just not sure because at least Fields can create first downs with his legs.
No, I'm going Davis. He can't. I've seen him be more accurate than he is this year.
And I wouldn't call him
accurate. But I haven't seen Justin Fields do anything in 2 years now.
Did you see the list of the bottom-rated quarterbacks in the NFL?
Davis right there?
Well, I mean, what do you think? If you had to guess, would you say he's near the bottom?
My favorite, though, was after the game, he goes, I thought we played well offensively.
What?
Play it today. But
well, they actually moved down the field in some instances. I wouldn't say played well.
Oh, so you're not refuting his statement?
Well, I wouldn't say played well is a little strong.
Well, that's what he said, though.
For the Texans,
no,
it was maybe
relatively
better,
speaking, you're saying?
Better than Denver?
It was better than the dirt they played in Denver.
I guess it was better than Denver. I mean, you had a chance to beat Denver,
too. That bar has got to be higher than better than Denver.
It's got to be higher. The fact is they showed that it was actually a very even matchup against the Bears.
Yeah.
Those two teams were very evenly matched.
Well, it was 20-20 till the final second.
Like, that's not great. One of the teams is 0-2-1. One team is 2-1.
Right.
But the Bears, guess what? You're on par with the Texans.
No, you're right there.
Chill out with your 2-1. You beat Trey Lance in a rainstorm. That guy's not even playing football anymore right now.
And you beat the Texans.
Let's maybe slow down a little bit if you're getting too excited here. Let me give you quarterback rate. You want QBR or quarterback rate? Let's go QBR.
I don't want to play this game at all.
I want to play that.
I don't want to play either of those games.
I want to play QBR. The worst quarterback.
I want to play golf.
By QBR ratings, the worst quarterback in the league is Baker Mayfield.
Really?
Followed by Justin Fields, followed by Davis Mills, then Jimmy Garoppolo, then Joe Flacco, and then Daniel Jones. I mean, then Jameis Winston. It's the usual cast of characters. And then Mac Jones.
Hey, round up all the usual suspects and put them at the bottom.
Now, if you go quarterback rating, old school quarterback rating, it'll pop a little bit for you. Justin Fields, followed by Trey Lance, followed by Mac Jones. Oh, you mean the three quarterbacks from the draft class?
Yikes.
Justin Fields, Trey Lance, Mac Jones, And then you go Matt Ryan, and he does not feel like he's been good watching his games. Mitchell Trubisky, Davis Mills, Joe Flacco, Jameis Winston.
The usual. Round up the usual like, suspect for yeah, the bottom.
So those guys, if you're at the bottom of that list for very long, over the long term, then you're a replaceable quarterback. And so you are low-end starter to good backup. Right now, Davis Mills is in the low-end starter to good backup category. That's just where he is right now. And he's got to get out of it. He hasn't been out of it. Jameis Winston is awful. Jameis is not a good quarterback. And I heard the guy said, oh, he's got a back problem, so I'll give him a break. It's this whole career is like this. There's certain guys, they show you who they are. Jameis, they can't get the only, you know what got him jump-started against Atlanta was Taysom Hill running the football out of some of the gimmicky stuff that they had. Matt Ryan has not been good this year. He does not look like the same Matt Ryan. He's not protected well, and he's not mobile. So it's a bad combination. Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, he looks like Mitchell Trubisky would look. This is what Mitchell Trubisky's look like. But Kyler Murray's down there a little bit, too. You just gave him a boatload of money and asked him to please start watching film. Good luck.
No, he's looked bad.
You literally just signed him.
We got guys want to get in here. Someone 3780-3776.
You know who's been okay? Marcus Mariota.
Oh, no. He's looked good. They've been competitive. They're 1-2, and they've been competitive.
Marcus Mariota in the league right now is 17th in the league in the standard quarterback rating. And in QBR, we're ability to run the ball, which I think should be factored in because it creates first downs. Mariota's 12th in the league in QBR, ahead of Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford, Kyler Murray, Derek Carr, Tom Brady, Joe Burrow, Kirk Cousins. He's ahead of all those guys.
Oh, that's nice. All right, 9:31. Let's take a quick one. Let's talk a little tequila, and then we'll get your phone calls in on the other side. 713-780-3776.
Hey, guys, having a margarita is something that Texans do, and especially Houstonians. We're going to do that at Tex-Mex restaurants at your home. A lot of times you guys are going to be – you've done it during the summer, but there's no reason to – as the weather gets a little cooler – still a great time to have a margarita. You may go from frozen to on the rocks. That is something that will happen for some people. I don't know if you go salt or no salt. I'm a salt guy. I'll go rock salt. I'll do frozen, but I prefer rocks and salt. And I can tell you that Maestro Dobel, I had the silver with my rocks tequila just I think it was last week we had that. And just terrific. Just terrific. And you know, it stands out on its own. If you sip the tequila, any one of the brands of the types of tequila Maestro Dobel makes, you're going to see a difference. But even with your margarita, it takes it to another level. You want to have a premium tequila when you're drinking it, but you don't want to pay premium prices with that tequila when you're making a margarita. And I think that's where Maestro Dobel is going to help you out because their quality is top-notch across the board, but they're reasonably priced for being such a highly regarded tequila. And that's something that you want to have. You want quality. And that's what Maestro Dobel is going to give you at a very fair price, whether it's you're making your margaritas or another cocktail, or even if you just want to have a good sipping tequila around. Maestro Dobel has a variety to choose from for different flavor palettes. You need to make sure that you check them out at Maestro Dobel. Go to wherever fine liquors are sold, and you're going to find my friends over at Maestro Dobel.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 9:37, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, this is just a couple seconds left, just 20 minutes left here in the show. Hurry up if you want to get in because we've got news of the weird coming your way at the top of the hour. Michael is here. He wants to talk about his Texans. What do you say, Michael?
Hey, man. Hey, can we get that law firm you guys represent to sue Bill O'Brien? Will they represent me if I take them on for destroying the Texans team?
That would be hilarious.
That would be hilarious. Bill O'Brien sued for destroying.
Bill O'Brien, you've been served.
I thought about it. I mean, I know he's probably got some high-powered lawyers because he's got all that. He's got a bunch of cash for robbing all these NFL teams for being a coach. But I'm willing to take on the case, you know.
I would love that if somebody sued him for malpractice and malfeacence. I don't know if you can sue somebody.
Well,
for
I think Cal could because he ruined his organization. He's the one that was monetarily
hurt. But Michael's
hurt. Michael was not.
I don't know. Were you monetarily hurt, Michael? Did you pay money to see the product at all?
Oh, of course. I've given that terrible team money every year.
Okay, let me ask you this question. I want to sift through this to find out if we need to push you through. Did you feel hurt or personally injured? Your feelings? Did you feel anguish? Did you feel because I'm looking at if there's any punitive damages here. Did you feel like you had personal anguish that caused you problems throughout the day or even into the week?
You know, Lance, it's kind of affected my day-to-day life. I can't work. My marriage is suffering.
Wow.
You know, it's just hard to focus. Hard to focus, honestly.
Yeah, so what we're saying here, John, is that we have personal and emotional distress. Mm-hmm. It is having an impact on his marriage. It is having an impact financially on him, obviously. Is that having an impact on his work, which could also, you know, we could be looking at, obviously,
well, the
triple
effect
the
on
damages.
His marriage could be an enlarged prostate. Go to 975prostate.com.
Okay, well.
All right.
Well, maybe. You're making a diagnosis from the phone.
Well, I don't know. He said it's affected his marriage. I don't know what it's like in the bedroom. Maybe it's an enlarged prostate. But make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955. See if they'll take that on, Michael. I think they're going to probably say that you have not been injured. Now, if Cal calls him and says, look at the money that I've lost because of Bill O'Brien and his and malpractice as a general manager and as a coach, more general manager than coach, I think that the Morley Law Firm might take it on. You, I don't see that there are any punitive damages for you here. I just don't see it. But I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah,
I don't work for the Morley Law Firm.
I think you've got a case.
You think he's got a case?
I think he's got a case.
All right. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to so
you can always sue. It doesn't mean you're going to win.
No, the judges, actually, you can't. And actually, if a lawyer brings a frivolous lawsuit.
I don't think Texas is real huge on, are we big on tort reform here? I don't know. I know that we have, in case you missed it, Gilbert called, and we're trying to work through this, but there may be a law that prohibits the changing of quarterbacks in game. He wanted to know, why is there a law in the books that prevented Lovie Smith from taking Davis Mills out? Now, to my knowledge, I'd never thought about it, but there have been some, you know, we've had some laws enacted that I think have been questionable. There have been laws on the books for years that you say, what? This was enacted years ago. This doesn't even make sense anymore. And they still sit on the books. So maybe there was something in the 1913 or, you know, maybe in 1942 that was put in that said you can't. You know, maybe Aggies and Longhorns were in a big fight and somebody was going to change quarterbacks or something. So somebody enacted some legislation that passed that prohibited the replacement of quarterbacks. If Clayton Tune early last year wasn't taken out in game, then maybe there is a law. Because Clayton, like in the first two games, looked like, uh-oh.
I don't think there was no law. There's no
Zach Calzada was not ever taken out of a game.
No, well,
for performance.
He beat Alabama. I don't know if you heard.
No.
Yeah.
He'll live on that forever. I get that.
I can't. You know what? He's got more to live on than we do.
Hey, how
he
great.
Beat Alabama.
How on point were we when, as soon as Calzada was named starting, or as soon as Haynes King was named starting quarterback, and then he was out, you know, well, we got the information first when we were visiting A&M. And then Calzada was playing, and it took about three games in, and we said, so this is a neck-and-neck battle between Haynes King and Zach Calzada? Like, oh, my gosh. I'd hate to – was Haynes King – and then this year we saw, yeah, we were right.
Yeah.
There was a fist fight going on between two guys with no hands.
Ooh, ow, that's ugly.
Last year.
Last year. That is so ugly. Maybe, you know, a punt with no arms, but I don't know about no hands, okay? Because neither of them really have an arm. If you want to know the truth.
That's not ugly.
If the report is true, the world's biggest sporting event will be played in Arlington, Texas.
Nice. Finally.
And ESPN
finally,
report.
Finally, Arlington gets something.
An ESPN report says the 2026 World Cup final will be at AT&T Stadium.
Mm.
That's pretty
That's
big.
That's pretty dope.
No, it's right up the road.
I know. Imagine tickets for that sucker.
What about press credentials
during
for
a thousand. Ain't getting press credentials.
Yeah.
We're the what?
We're the station for, by the way, earlier.
Do you understand press credential means around the world? Right. We have never applied for a press. Where have you gotten a press credential for a soccer match before?
We're the home of Soccer Matters. So slow down.
We are that. If Glenn Davis could maybe try to put in a good word. This is going to be literally Argentina, Brazil, England, countries that
97.5.
You don't even care about soccer.
97.5. Yeah. No, what do you mean I don't care? I care about – we're going to have daily updates from Glenn during the World Cup, 2026 World Cup.
Yeah.
If I'm still alive.
Yeah.
No, I think right here – oh, those tickets will be – that'll be an easy ticket. Go to SimpleSeats.com. Go to SimpleSeats.com.
By the way, earlier in
the show, you were talking about Simple Seats. You were doing your commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And you called them the Dynamos.
They're Dynamo.
Right.
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 I said so Dynamo's tickets.
No, you said Dynamo. Yeah, you can get your tickets for the Texans, the Dynamos, the
whatever.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Okay.
They're not selling tickets.
Yeah,
They're trying to sell tickets.
I'm a football aficionado.
Who's your favorite Dynamo?
My favorite Dynamo is Brian Ching. Ever? You were talking about ever.
No, I mean from this year's squad.
We got to take a break here. We don't have time.
I mean from this year's squad. Like, who's your guy?
Hernandez.
I need to Google it to check. I mean, I know you're just making up a name, but you, even though you're making up a name, you still might be right. There's a chance. Let me live as we do this. Let's see, I got a Herrera, a Quintero.
Oh, Herrera.
Herrera.
That's what I meant.
Hold on. Stick with your. There's a Rodriguez. Hold on. You got a shot here. There's a Beto.
Oh, he's running for governor, too.
There's a different Beto. Did you mean Fernandez? Did you mean Tiago?
Oh, that's what I said.
You meant Tiago Fernandez.
In Spanish, you pronounce your F's with an H.
Is that okay? So you meant Tiago Fernandez.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that makes
no,
sense.
No, Herrera was the guy I met. All right, that's my favorite. But Brian Ching's my favorite. There's no question.
What place are the Dynamo in? Do you know?
I don't think great. I don't think great right now.
Not great would be right. Would they be in the relegation zone if they had one in the MLS?
Yikes.
Yes, they would.
Well, they changed the coach. They had to do all kinds of stuff. They're turning it around. New owner. He's going to turn this thing around. I know he is.
I know he is, too.
Yep. But I'm not insured on it. Are you insured on it?
No, not on that, but I'm insured with my homeowner's insurance. And I got my insurance through my friends over at TGS Insurance. See, here's the thing. I don't have time. I've done this before, so I know what a time spender it can be. And now it's worse than ever when you have to go through so many automated systems and virtual assistants. Going through and searching for homeowners insurance and getting a quote is ridiculous. And then a lot of times when you do it online, you end up, because I've made this mistake too. I've searched for, I did auto insurance one time online. And I mean, basically what it did was it signed me up with 7 different companies where I started getting email and phone calls from them nonstop. It was the worst. When you go to TGS Insurance, none of that's going to happen. They've aggregated A-rated companies and they make it very easy. You text the word money to them over at 232323 and they will search they use their algorithm to search all of these companies just by using your address. When you give them your address, and then they get a quote back to you within 15 seconds. So you're getting a quote that is going to be a firm quote that is a competitive rate from multiple companies. They've chosen from multiple companies to find you the most competitive rate. Get the same coverage you have now, get a competitive rate, and do it just by texting award money to 232323. No virtual assistance, no press 2 to do this, press 3 to do this, no incoming phone calls where companies are trying to press you on getting their insurance. None of that. It's just a text and savings within 15 seconds. Text the word money to 232323 to shop for your homeowner's insurance at tgsinsurance.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seeds. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Two dogs, a horse, a cow, and a goat.
Going to a bar.
No. Are running for America's favorite pet. Who are you voting for? Two dogs, a horse, a cow, and a goat. The goat's name is... goat right now is in fourth place. Its name is Toodles. I kind of like Toodles.
What's the dog's
fifth place
name?
Is...
Who are the dogs?
A male cowboy corgi named Hank. Bailey is a rescue dog named Bailey. Rescue dogs are always nice, right?
Rescue dogs are going to win.
Yeah.
Named Bailey? That's going to win.
The leader right now, 2-year-old male Chincoteague pony named Dusty from Assateague Island, Virginia.
I've got one for you. Are you ready for this one?
What is it? Who are you voting for? You didn't say.
The dog.
Well, there's two dogs.
Bailey.
But you like Bailey? Okay.
I guess. I got one for you. Uh-huh. Cleveland, Georgia is home to Babylon General Hospital. But don't go there with a broken finger or to deliver a human infant, okay? Because this faux hospital is actually a toy store where fans of Cabbage Patch dolls can witness a birth as a nurse calls out dilation updates. She's 5 leaves apart, 7 leaves apart, 9 leaves apart, even announcing the necessity for a leavesotomy, which is like an episiotomy. If you know what that is, that's the worst thing that's ever happened on the planet.
Yes.
It's the worst thing that's ever happened to humans. Finally, according to a Twitter post from Sarah Baird, a recent visitor, the Cabbage Patch doll is born. There are weirdos going to watch Cabbage Patch births. That's a news of the week.
Yeah, no, that is... Yeah. Where is that? I'm going to go.
That's in Georgia.
You know where I'll never go? There.
That's in Cleveland, Georgia.
Cleveland, Georgia. That's two places. That's two places I'll never go, Cleveland or Georgia. Twitter info maps show which states complain the most about their significant other watching too much football. What state do you think leads, and where do you think Texas is on this list? Their significant others watch too much football. Does your wife ever complain about this?
This has got to, it's got to be a pro place. Pennsylvania?
No, West Virginia. West Virginia leads in where you watch too much football. But of course, you've got a lot of Steelers fans there.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. Ohio is second, Nebraska third, Iowa fourth, Texas is fifth. Stop moaning.
My wife cussed at the TV a few times last week. She was getting fired up and mad, but at this point, she's like, do I watch too much football? No, I watch just the right amount of football, which is a lot of football.
Which is just
the right amount.
Yeah. Hey, coffee. You're a coffee guy.
I am.
Drinking 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day may help you live longer. How about that?
Based on what?
Based on a study.
A new study?
A study that says it. In this large observational study, ground instant decaffeinated coffee were associated with equivalent reductions in the incidence of cardiovascular disease.
Okay, read that again, and then as soon as you read
large,
that.
In this large observational study, ground, instant, and decaffeinated coffee were associated with equivalent reductions in the incidence of cardiovascular disease.
Okay, so I thought you said ground, instant, decaffeinated, and as soon as you said decaffeinated, I'm out.
Well, you can't, or decaffeinated, and decaffeinated.
Okay, so it's real coffee, too, not just, no one wants decaffeinated coffee. That's for what? Well, that's like drinking near beer. For what?
Yeah. Well,
if you're a caffeine addict and you're off the caffeine, is that like a patch for smokers or near beer? Who wants decaffeinated coffee? For what? I literally think, why would anyone drink decaffeinated coffee? This is a mocktail. Why would I want a cocktail with no alcohol? Just a bunch of fruit juices? For who?
If you're at a restaurant and you don't want to drink coffee after the meal, but you like the taste of coffee, then you'll have a decaf. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you leave decaf people alone.
If you like the taste of coffee.
A Utah woman was ordered by a judge to hand over her nude boudoir album to her ex-husband in divorce proceedings because he wanted to keep it for memory's sake.
And the judge said you got to hand it over?
You have to turn it over. How much?
So the wife had to give up nude pics?
And
or were they picks
are they
going to
be posted all over dude's house?
Were they pics of him too, though?
No, they're hers. Apparently, her husband and I presented them, wish to keep their marriage, including a series of nude boudoir photographs she took years ago. Maybe some of them are here. Maybe some. Maybe it's together. Do you think he's going to post hers all over the place for his ex-wife?
I would hope not, because you do go to jail for that.
Yeah, you do now.
That's probably not a
revenge.
Smart...
Revenge porn?
Yeah, it wouldn't be a smart move.
Not the best move. Not the best move. Here's a great move. Listen to Paul Gallant next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, and we will talk to you again tomorrow, buddy.
Sports talk in Houston is terrible, except for ESPN 97.5. Never listen to any other station. ESPN 97.5 is not terrible. And that's why I love these guys. Knucklehead.